The building of the genius savant. You must practice artificial intelligence daily. Not doing so will limit your future. AI is the real path forward that your well-meaning teachers are pretending to be. Do not let the mimics turn you into a paycheck to put food on their table. Practice, however, is just the first grade. Even the AI that you can bring home today is an infinite complexity machine. Whichever one you use, you have to ask it big questions. And you are always better off creating software that makes big programs out of smaller ones. This way, the AI never needs big memory. Your big programs are made out of a handful of commands, and your commands are small and can be grasped in full by a low-powered AI. But you also need to create a programming language for AI, because existing programming languages are made for humans. AI programming languages are almost certainly XML-based. XML is really elegant, because the added tags enhance AI's correctness. And this is where we arrive at splitting into agents. Your AI may be a single program, but the projects that it is working on split its personality, creating a new instance. Think of the AI working on your big applications as different from the AI making the commands and your language. Humans call this context switching or focus, but we mustn't stop here. In context of artificial intelligence, build a whole new person, a specialist agent. Today, coding agents support the notion of skills, which is neat. But the skills really belong in the folder that you are coding in. Now, you are able to take one AI and make it into many specialists, and because they are separate, they can now communicate as standalone agents, each following the procedure from their own focus or personality. You now have multiple specializing AIs. When you get around to creating a very strong programming language, you will have to replace asking AI for a feature with having the AI follow a detailed procedure to handle the upgrade without causing any problems elsewhere and to handle it well. Don't stop at bureaucracy again. Create politics. Now your agents will be able to negotiate features. The original naive request may be denied, and the second, more forward-thinking one will be implemented instead, thus strengthening your language, improving your software. Do you understand what I mean when I say that you have to practice? You have to build a picture of the AI that makes you really good at using it. Thinking machines are nothing to sneeze at. The whole world depends on you living in poverty, but you can use the machines to pull yourself out and set yourself free. Some creators may create personalities just on paper as part of a narrative, as a thinking step, negotiation being imagined. And they will say, "Oh, this is enough. Your way does not show results justifying it." And perhaps a story approach is what your older self will settle on. But maybe you will enter the world of AI politics, and there you will often close your eyes and imagine yourself standing in a memory palace where you manage a team of thinking machines. with human names. Now, nobody understands this yet, but artificial intelligence derailed the broadly accepted culture of human exploitation. The so-called leaders, the man from election carousels, who once kept teachers underpaid to ensure students are uneducated, poor, and stressed out, that they will accept shitty jobs, or can be easily baited to join military just to escape the shithole that they were pushed into. Those leaders have now lost their power to keep you poor. Because you are not only now able to bring an entire university home, but your company, along with all the employees as well. As always, the only thing holding the world back is induced uneducation and the resulting plague of stupid. But your path to growing all the way up until you rise as a great independent being is now clear, unobstructed by parasites. Begin by building a large AI out of smaller AIs, then build an artificial school and university, and a culture of growing all the way up, until we each stand as a noble, wise, dignified, great being. The age of parasites has ended multiple years ago. Only sleepiness, confusion, momentum, fleeting fog and fading echoes remain.